Welcome to More Life Now, the radio outreach dedicated to helping you receive more of the abundant life God has given us. Today, Keith Moore is teaching from the Word of God, a message from the series, The Life of Praise. Stay tuned, because at the end of this broadcast, we'll be giving you information on how you can receive a free copy of today's teaching. And now, Brother Moore.
In Psalm 34, for the last, I guess, 4 or 5 weeks, we've been ministering on this subject concerning the life of praise. The life of praise. And this is our text, Psalm 34. Let's read the first 3 verses out loud together. Then we'll pray and believe for more revelation. Psalm 34, verse 1. I will bless the Lord at all times. His praise shall continually be in my mouth. My soul shall make her boast in the Lord. The humble shall hear thereof and be glad. Oh, magnify the Lord with me, and let us exalt his name together. Praise God. Let's pray and believe God, release our faith for the rest of the service right now. Father, we come before you tonight. Our eyes are not on each other. Our eyes are on you, looking to you. Give everybody ears that hear. Hearts open and receptive. Let there come divine grace deposits and truth impartations, revelation that makes free. Show us and help us to come up to a higher level and lifestyle of praise, thanksgiving, and worship, walking with you in a greater awareness and manifestation of your presence and your goodness and your blessing. We give you all the glory and praise. We'll not be hearers only, but by your grace, we'll be doers. Put into practice what you show us. We know as we do, we will be blessed because you're faithful to watch over your word and perform it in our lives. In Jesus' name, amen. Amen. Said out loud, I'm a doer.
I'm a doer.
I'm a doer
of the word of God.
So you understand, these are the only people who get results in their life are the doers, not just churchgoers, not just tape players, not just note takers, not just book readers, not just people who talk about it, but what? People who do it. You put it into practice. These are the only people who get results. And that explains why a lot of people are not getting results. You know, because sometimes people say, well, I've been in the way for 30 years. And it just, I don't know why it's not working. Well, because you're not doing it. Simple. Simple. I know where prosperity is concerned. Phyllis and I had been born again for a number of years. I'd already been to Bible school. I was in the ministry for a short time. And we were just broke. I mean, just hurting, behind, and just, you know, year after year, just in worse shape than you were before. And I cried out to the Lord. I said, Lord, I know this is not your will. I know this is not your plan. I know it's not your fault. Have mercy on me. What I don't see, show me. Hook me up with whoever and whatever will help me with revelation. And he began to teach me. The Bible said, when you cry out and call on the Lord with all your heart, he'll answer you. He'll hear you. He'll reply. Draw nigh to him. He'll draw near to you. And when he began to deal with me, one of the first things he dealt with me about was Matthew 6:33. Seek ye first the kingdom of God and his righteousness, and all these things will be added to you. I knew that verse. I'd heard it as a boy growing up. I'd been to Bible school. I'd preached about some of these things. But I wasn't really doing it. I wasn't fully doing it. Did you hear me now?
Amen.
See, it's not knowing something that's going to set you free. It's you putting into practice, you being a doer of it. And then Phyllis and I made some radical changes. I mean, it was no more kind of sort of tithing when you could. No, I mean, we opened a different account, God's account.
Amen.
Everything that came in, we took the 10%+ right off the top before we ever looked at a bill. We put it in God's account. Did you hear me? And you don't touch it for anything else except God's work. Did you hear me? I mean, before any bill, before a house payment, before insurance, before anything. And begin to do that. We did that with the ministry. We did that with our personal stuff. And I'm telling you, things begin to turn around. Things begin to change. We begin to sow different amounts and come up in our increments. And I won't go in. That's not what I'm headed towards tonight. But how many understand? You must be a doer, not just somebody talks about it. You can have a closet full of tapes, right? For you can go to everybody in your brother's meeting and be broke and sick and defeated and confused. Right? Unless you are a
doer.
Say it out loud again. I'm a doer.
I'm a doer.
I'm a doer of the Word of God. Well, we're talking about in these sessions about being a doer of the Word concerning praise. According to this passage, I will bless the Lord when? When would that include? When does that not include? What time does that leave out? Doesn't leave out any times. It includes all times. Well, what if we did it? What if we acted on that? Well, the very presence of that question reveals it ain't happening, right? People are not, by and large, are not doers of that verse. They praise the Lord for a few minutes on Sunday. They praise the Lord a few minutes, you know, twice a week. He said his praise shall what? Occasionally. Huh? Oh no, continually be in my mouth. Well, this describes a lifestyle. It's something we do. It's kind of like a people have the witness mentality that they put on their witnessing clothes and let's go a witnessing. And it can be okay to go knock a door or go do stand on the street and pass out a tract or two. That's fine. But Acts didn't say you shall receive power after the Holy Ghost has come on you. And once in a while, you'll go a witnessing. Now, what did it say? You shall be witnesses, right? That's something you are 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, everywhere you are, everything you know. How many believe you should be a witness at home? In front of your kids, in front of your spouse, you should be a witness. That was a little bit weak. How many believe you should be a witness on the job? Should you? At the grocery store, at the gas station, on the ball field. Some folk laughed about that one. On the basketball court. On the baseball diamond. How many believe you should be a witness? How many believe you should be a witness when dealing with money? Your money, other people's money, sales, should you be a witness? What's more important, people or money? Some folk, you're like, that's not a trick question. What's more important, your car or people? Your house or people? So what if somebody tears up your car? What's the most important thing to do at that point now is what? It's not that piece of metal, it's the people you're dealing with. Right? People. Somebody's trying to beat you out of money. Somebody's trying to do something with you. What's the most important thing, the money or your witness to them? Your witness to them. Your witness is more important than money and stuff and things, right? Sales and contracts. Your witness. Never, never compromise your witness over money. Don't do it. If it costs you money, so be it. God will make it up to you. Right? If it costs you money, if it costs you stuff, so be it. Right? Now, there's a reason why we're talking about this tonight. Because, you know, I have seen so much ugly stuff. by Christians. I mean, they talk a good talk, but when it comes time to turn loose of some money, all that good talk and good ideas out the window. And now it's my money. Ain't nobody will take my money and my stuff. Well, then you said that this is more important than people. This is more important than my witness. My money. I got to keep my money at all cost. No, no, no. Say it out loud. My witness is more important than money. Now, we've been talking about the lifestyle of praise. And if you haven't been here, tapes and CDs are available if you want to catch up with us. But we talked about, we've been asking questions and answering them from the Bible. When, we said, should you praise the Lord? When? Well, man, we saw all kind of good scriptures about praising Him in the morning, about praising Him at midnight, about praising Him in every kind of situation and at every time. A lot of good things. Then we talked about where should you praise the Lord. We've saw all kind of scriptures about you should praise Him in front of your kids. How many believe your children and grandchildren should hear mom and daddy, and papa and mama, yes, praising the Lord, not at church time? Yes. Huh? When it's just at the house, they come up on papa in the garage and he don't know anybody's there, and they hear papa going, glory to God. Oh, praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Yes. Huh? Yes. How many believe they should, you know, hear mama in the bed at night praying in tongues, yes, and praising God? Yes. Huh? Yes. Should little children grow up with that? Yes. Should they grow up in that environment and hear that? Yes. Yeah. It's sad. A lot of children, the only time they ever hear their parents praising God is at church. That's it. That's not okay. The Bible talked about praising the Lord in the great congregation. Should you open your mouth and pray and praise vocally, yes, out loud, audibly, yes, so that you can hear your own voice with your ears and other people can hear you? Yes. Sometimes people say, well, now, Brother Key, that's just not me. Are you trying to say bound? Well, no. I'm just reserved. That's just not me. I praise the Lord quietly in my heart, and I'm not comfortable with praising publicly. Well, now, this is not about you and us. The Bible said, the Bible, His praise will continually be in my mouth. Not just in my heart, not just in my head, my mouth. And what people are getting into is they are ashamed of the Lord. Oh, no. Oh, yeah.
And that concludes today's message by Brother Keith Moore. If you would like a free copy of today's teaching from the series, The Life of Praise, you may call More Life Ministries at 417-334-9233. That's 417-334-9233. Just mention that you heard this message on the radio. You may also download this and other messages from our website at morelife.org, where you will find additional information about this ministry, including an itinerary of upcoming meetings. Remember to join us in Sarasota, Florida on Monday, February 4th, as we begin the Greater Faith Conference. Thank you for joining us today, and be sure to tune in next time for More Life Now.
Thanks be to God. Be to God who gives me